The more perfect the
artist,
the more completely separate in him will be the man who suffers and the mind which creates. The more perfectly will the mind digest and transmute
passions
which are its material. Millions of artists
create.
Only a few thousands are discussed or accepted by the spectator, and many less created by posterity. Let us consider two important factors, the two poles of the creation of art. The artist on the one hand, and on the other, the spectator, who later becomes the posterity. To all appearances, the artist acts like a mediumistic